Greetings, Earthlings. This is Robert J., and I'm too lazy to type what I think. Not too lazy to flap my gums a bit. Never know what's gonna come out, so humor me and stick around for a while. What's the worst that could happen? You might even enjoy yourself. And so here we go. We're just, this is just for my own entertainment. Because I'm still perfecting things. I plan on having somebody on the air, maybe not on the air, pre-recorded Friday. At least we're going to hopefully talk, that's tomorrow, hopefully talk with a guest. I'm not going to mention the name. It'll be a surprise. Anyhow, I just got back from the gym, which is so pretentious for me to even say that, but we were there. The wife and I were, you know, on the treadmills and bikes and saunas and it's not the nicest place. And I'm not even going to mention the brand at this point. Someday I will. I'm giving them a chance to fix some things. You see signs everywhere that said maintenance scheduled. But they don't tell you when. It's just, you know, maintenance is scheduled. This doesn't work. And it used to work when another company had the facility. I'm not mentioning names, but I lost my watch. I don't know how. I feel like an idiot. It's a cheap watch. I don't buy expensive watches just for this very reason. If I'd spent a lot of money on this watch, it would have been missing, you know, 2 months ago by now. And the more money I spend on sunglasses and watches, the faster I break or lose them. I even looked in my jeans. I threw my jeans in the laundry when I got home, and I checked, oh, God, maybe it's in it, because it's not a waterproof watch. It's, like I said, it's a cheap, it's $32 watch that I got on Amazon, and it's a wannabe Amazon watch, Fitbit, whatever. You know, it tells my iPhone what my pulse is and that sort of stuff, and, you know. Anyway, but it just makes me crazy that I can't, that I could just lose the watch. I mean, I looked through the locker, it's in the, looked through my bag, turned my bag inside. It's just stupid. And so, you know, me being in the gym is kind of stupid in the first place, but I've got these knees that are older than I am, so I've got to get into some kind of reasonable state of fitness before they can do any kinds of surgery to correct things or whatever they're going to do. Anyhow, I'm at the gym, and I guess I'm not going to be confused with a regular there, I'll tell you that. Not going to look like the, you know, the dudes that are just huffing and puffing, and they're doing the ropes. That's the thing now, right? Grab the ropes and snap them up and down. And some of these guys look like, not judging them, but they definitely look like they've got some chemical enhancement going on. I'm not sure why, because it seems like if they're a professional athlete, they would have a gym to work out. That's not a a public one like this. But anyway, some of these guys are monster-looking monsters. And a couple of women, too, that look like they might be juicing. But anyhow, that's it. If you find my watch, fire a text over here. Thank you. let's close out with a little of this wannabe surf music.